Okay, I think we're there. Good morning, church. It's amazing to think that we can connect in this way. And I know some of you will still be in your PJs. Some of you might even have a cup of coffee with you. But if you could see my setup, and I feel like a fish out of water. But Sam's been able to organize everything. Pastor Andrea says hi, and we're just about ready to kind of just do church in the way that we can. What times we're living in. And I'm just so grateful that at least we can connect, live connected, by live streaming and by other things which we'll talk about later. But first and foremost, it'd be great just to turn our hearts right now to Jesus as we normally do. And obviously we don't have a band, we don't have worship, but we have our hearts. We can turn to Jesus. We can fix our eyes as family on Jesus and lift up our eyes. Remember that Psalm 121. Lift up your eyes to the hills, from where our help comes from. Our help, and it's wonderful that we get help, comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. So let's open with prayer. Let's begin with prayer and praise him together. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, it's amazing that we have you. Thank you that we can look up beyond everything that's going on and look to you. Jesus, you always say, fix your eyes on me. But Lord, right now we just set our focus, our gaze in our homes, together as couples on our own, and in families with the children. Lord, you are where our help comes from. We go beyond all this natural life that's going on and seemingly in absolute chaos and trouble. And we say, Lord, thank you that we can trust in you, that you will help us. And this morning, Jesus, we pray that you will be glorified as our hearts turn to you. In a time of shaking, Lord, you're where our help comes from. And we turn and run to you like a child runs to the Father. We need you, Lord, and we need you like never before. And so, Lord, we thank you that you open your arms to us today and welcome us right into your presence. So Jesus be glorified and speak to us, we pray. To the children, to the adults, to those who are on their own, Lord, speak, we pray, in Jesus' name. Well, I've heard lots of news this week, both nationally, but also from members of the church. And it's been a tough week for a lot of us, a lot of you. Some have lost their jobs, some have had business seem to fall out completely. I cannot imagine what some of you are feeling. You're in isolation, and mothers too. Mother's Day, it's just a happy Mother's Day, by the way. But it's just so unusual, and it's so unknown these times. And it is with nothing but compassion and love that we want to speak God's word, the word from our Father who loves us. And we're going to look together at Luke chapter 12, verse 22. If you have a Bible, take a look. If not, just listen to the words of Jesus speaking to his own people, his disciples. I'm just going to read the first two verses and then we're going to unpack this together. Jesus said to his disciples, therefore, I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, nor about the body, what you'll put on. Life is more than food, and the body more than clothing. And that's a remarkable statement from Jesus. And I think we've all been a little concerned this week, personally, for our loved ones, for our families, for our income, for our health. And it's quite a statement from Jesus to say, do not. I think it's interesting. He doesn't say, don't try not to worry. He says, do not worry. And it's a command, But the good thing is Jesus gives a reason why not to. And I think the unreality of not worrying without a reason not to worry is actually not going to help anybody. But Jesus says there's a reason why not to worry. And he says, consider the ravens. And I think that's really interesting. The reason he says, if you start to take your eyes off the trouble and you start to look even at just something natural, like birds, like creation. I've got a hedge outside my window, and every morning, very early, with an unusual racket, I hear the birds tweeting, and they are feasting on something they haven't worked for or something they haven't sort of put there, stored up, but it's already there. And Jesus is saying he feeds, God feeds creation. And then he goes on to say, of how much more value? Consider the ravens, they neither sow nor reap, have neither storehouse or barn, and God feeds them. Of how much more value are you than the birds? Of how much more value are you? God saying to you this morning, wherever you are in your home, listening online, of how much more value are you than the rest of creation, which he supplies and provides for? And then he goes on to say, which of you by worrying can add to your stature? You can't do the least, so why are you anxious about the rest, the little things and the big things? And there are massive things going on. And Jesus says, your heavenly Father cares for you. You see, God feeds for creation, but he sees us as different. And that, beloved, is how we are to see ourselves. We want the world to know God as their Father. But through our faith in Jesus, God has become our Father. We've become children of God. And because we're his kids, we're his children, his family, his own beloved children, our relationship with God brings a different supply, a different resource into our lives. And that's the reason why Jesus says, don't worry. You're loved. He cares. He's really concerned about what you're facing in your day-to-day life. But he says, remember, as I feed all of creation, the birds, so I will look after my own special people. If we are no different to the rest of the world, then we would rely on everything the world is relying on. But wonderful Church of Jesus, we are different. We have a different source, a different supply, and God himself will supply all your needs, all of them, emotional, physical, mental, work, provision. In fact, amazingly, this week I've already heard of two stories just hot off the press. A couple of family who recently have had change of circumstances and jobs because of what's been going on in our nation. And they've just had this week a tax code change, which means that they have more cash coming in just at the right time. And another self-employed person in the church who rents a house has had their rent waived for a season so that they can continue to live where they are. And I know that God will continue to supply in their situation. Your heavenly Father, Jesus said it, your heavenly Father will supply your needs. I remember as a family when we were young children, our parents planned a weekend to go to London. And, you know, for us, it was a treat. We didn't have that much spare cash. And my parents had saved up, stored up, and decided to take us to London to view the sights, to see the Tower of London, to see the palace, to go to the museums. And I remember so well, we slept in a hotel, which was huge for us. It was new and exciting, and we had food and we had everything we needed. But what I don't remember is providing for it, paying for it, sorting out and being worried about where I would sleep, because my parents had already got it covered. They'd already saved the money, stored it up, and supplied it so that the weekend was just about us having a time as a family, going through this weekend and enjoying everything that God had, that they had prepared. And that, beloved, is like our Heavenly Father. There's an amazing promise, and I'm going to read it to you in the hope that it will turn the tide of worry in your life out, and that peace and faith will come in. And it's from Psalm 31, verse 19. And the Word of God says this, and it's actually New Living Translation. It's a bit different to what I normally use. How great is the goodness that you've stored up for those who fear you. You lavish it on those who come to you for protection, blessing them before a watching world. How great is the goodness that God has stored up, just like my parents had stored up everything that we needed for that time. I believe what God is saying to us this morning, there's no need to worry. I've already stored up enough for you in this time, and it's going to be a journey. I don't see this as a weekly thing. I believe the tide is going to turn, but it's going to be for a while, this journey. And as a church, we need to not worry, because God has already laid up and stored up for us everything that we need. If we're on our own, He will supply all that you need. He will supply help from others in the church. He will supply help directly from His Spirit. If you are concerned about your children being home and the summer, you know, this long break, how long will this go on for? Well, we don't know. But God will supply daily. He will daily load you with benefits. He is our loving Heavenly Father. And it says, those who come to Him for protection, I believe in this time. And we believe as a leadership, Pastor Andrew and I were just talking there, that there is going to be such a revival. And I know that this time of shaking is actually, you know, we go to the same Tesco's and the shelves are empty. We're going through some similar things as the rest of the people around us. And God cares about them as well as us. But we can call God Father. And I believe with all of my heart that in this time we can turn to Him in prayer. Please, let's make this a time to seek God, to have personally in our homes times of worship and praise, to seek God together and on our own, and to pray for our nation, for our families, and for our church, our beloved family, to pray for each other so that we can see God's plan and purpose for our nation. Whatever God has planned and whatever His purpose hasn't changed. And I know that the times are very troubling in the natural, but we can go to our Heavenly Father who cares. You know, I might have taken some pocket money on that trip to London. And, you know, we were given pocket money for doing extra jobs around the house. And I might have had a pound in my pocket or something, insignificant. It wouldn't have provided for the weekend. But my parents had provided. And that's how much He loves us and cares. He cares about us immensely, massively. Jesus says, doesn't He, which of you will have a son? And if you ask for bread, we'll give him a stone. That's in Matthew chapter 7. And He's talking about prayer. Ask and you will receive. Seek and you will find. When you don't have the answers, God has the answers. Knock, as children really know how to do, to persevere and keep on asking. God says the door will be opened. And your Heavenly Father loves perfectly. How much more will He give good gifts to those who ask Him? And we are now in a time of asking, a time of great need for our nation, way beyond our own personal lives. And I'm keeping you as a leadership. We are praying continually. I pray day and night. And I'm like you. I wake up in the night and can't believe how quickly things have changed, how our lives have changed. And coming into Crescent House this morning, I've missed you. I've missed the door team. I've missed the worship team. I've missed us. I've missed the children. But you know, beloved, God is working everything together for our good, for those who love him and are the called according to his purpose. And so we can trust him and we can seek first his kingdom, because there's a promise attached to that. So we turn our hearts and our families and reorientate everything about our lives back to him day by day, minute by minute, because we need him more than just once a day. Whatever you're in, beloved, God, your heavenly Father, will hear your cry and he will answer you. Our pocket money, our storehouse here isn't enough, but God has a heavenly store. And that's the kingdom of heaven is full. Full of everything that we need, already provided, laid up for us. And so before we finish, I'd like us to just pray and respond to the words of Jesus to us as his people, saying, not worry, do not worry. The reason is your heavenly Father cares and will provide, and he's already laid up for you all that you need. No matter what's going on naturally, we turn to him. So let's pray. I'd love the children to join if they can. But let's just pray together at in our homes and families. And I'm just going to finish with prayer. Heavenly Father, how amazing that we can call you Father. How amazing, Lord, that you care and you value each one of us so immensely. And each one, Lord, is already prepared for, you've prepared for everything that all of us will need. And I pray, and we pray together, Lord, just as we've heard these stories of tax codes changing and rental being waived, Lord, do miracles for your people. Just release your provision for those in business and those who feel overwhelmed right now. Lord, we refuse to worry and we turn to you and trust you, that you love us and you care for us. Father, you're the joy of our hearts. Be the number one. Be the first in our days, the first thought in our challenges. As we turn to you, I thank you, Lord, that you are going to supply all that we need. Your great goodness laid up, stored up for those who fear you. Thank you, you lavish it on those who come to you for your protection. And Father, we dare to believe that we will grow, we will see your spirit move, we will see your protection, your deliverance from evil, and we will see your gospel move out from within your church, out to everybody around us. Thank you that Jesus, you've always got good news. And thank you, Lord, that you settle our hearts as a people today to come back to trust and not worry. And I pray we will hear your words ringing in our ears all week. Do not worry that you care for us. So bless your people. Release your provision. Everything that we need for every day, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, I just wanted to kind of finish with just communication, written messages, notices. You know how we always do, we finish with a notice. Hey, I hope you receive something from that. I know this is new for me and it's new for you, and I trust that we'll get better at this. But this is how it's going to be for a while. So hopefully we'll see you again online next Sunday. Invite people. You know, we're always going to bring words of hope, words of faith from Jesus that will help us. Invite people to join online, maybe people that don't yet believe, because God wants to reach many. And think about how we can help community. I know many of you joined the online help schemes that are going around to help those in isolation and those who need help. But we also want to know what, if there are any needs that you come to, you connect group leaders, you communicate with your faith friends, just keep the live connected message going so that we look after each other, we pray for each other. But we'll see you next Sunday, same time, same place. San and the Connect Group leaders will also be in touch this week to say to tell you how to stay in touch. We will also be sending out, Pastor Andrea will share a mini movie this week just to encourage your faith. And we normally have a prayer meeting on Wednesday night. Well, what we're going to do is we're going to send out an email for scriptures and we'll all pray together on Wednesday evening. And we'll still get together in prayer. But in this way, we can serve God together for his purpose. So God bless you. May you see his goodness. May you see his miracle working power. And may prayer become your life in this season. See you soon. God bless you.
We hope you've enjoyed this message from Kingdom Faith Southwest. For further information, log on to kingdomfaithsw.com.